Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Purple Rain Minute Podcast. My name is Michael Dean. Joining me, Ida, how are you?
I am stupendous. Ready to get into this, I want to fuck you minute, because that's basically what this minute is about.
Oh, okay.
That's all it's about, people.
And we're talking about the movie, so we're going to talk about the movie Purple Rain. We talk about every day. We talk about 1 minute of the movie, and then we break it down. We watch the movie in order, so hopefully you can watch and listen. And we are at the 7 minute mark of the movie, which Ida has dubbed the "fuck you" minute. So Ida, what's going on this minute?
So Apollonia then got her ass into the club. She done got some shade from Jill, but she like, whatever, because she sees this motherfucker on stage. And he got this guitar. And in this minute, Prince is jumping in on this, on the piano, and he hits that and the look on her face is the look that anyone, I think male or female, can just completely relate to. The look on her face is like, I want to fuck you right now. Almost like she's fucking him in her head already.
She's probably doing what a lot of guys do sometimes when she girls, just, you know.
Yes.
They already see it. Banging. Smash session going down. So.
And he's, what he's doing with this guitar and the sound and the look and everything. He's on top of the piano. And it's just, she's oozing. She's wet. The woman's moist. On her face, it's just like, you know, it's happening right now.
Yeah. You look at Apollonia. And, you know, it's not the greatest actor of all time or anything, but she definitely acted her ass off on this scene to sort of, you know, convey that very erotic, that sense of like, God, I really want this person. And she does it masterfully here. Like, you can just look at her and, you know, you put that in with the music that's going on and then what you see of Prince. I mean, this is, like you said, this is just oozes the sexuality of what Prince was really all about at that time. Really, really, I mean, he just so naturally seemed to just come forward from him. And this captures it all. This probably, like, this is probably the moment in the movie. This is just the first, what, 6 minutes, 8 minutes of the movie. And he has, you're done. You've already, like,
it's over.
Okay, this guy is a force to be reckoned with. The ladies are already like, okay, that's my husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's that guy. Whatever else happens after this point is just is icing on the cake. I mean, he's set the tone of what Prince is going to be forever.
He solidified himself in your mind, in your body, in your spirit for the next about 20 years already, pretty much. You can't shake Prince after this. You're going to, you know, and it's, you know, because, you know, we all know about love, sex and all that, because there's a very deeply sexual energy, but it's also very deeply spiritual. Like, I'm already feeling it in my spirit. At this point, it transcends just sex. And it's like he gets into your freaking spirit already. He just has that ability. He's just a very magical nigga. That's why he had the glitter at the beginning. We didn't even know. You know, remember in the motherfucker that glitter? We didn't even know there's magic going on right now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's you know, a testament to Prince in this particular scene as well, because, again, he's not necessarily not playing this live right now, this performance, but he is performing it. As if it was written. You cannot imagine that he's not actually really playing that guitar right there and doing that, which is, he's acting, and he's doing a breathtakingly job of it. Again, that scene, that performance, it just solidifies Prince. It's like, this dude doesn't just end the song like anybody else would. He turns it into this epic, you know, end of the world, guitar ripping universes apart performance. It's just like,
oh my
God. Your mouth is hanging open. Her mouth.
Your mouth is hanging open, and a lot of the stuff is hanging open, and, you know, it's like, and in the guitar, he puts it in between his legs. Like, he's fucking this guitar, basically. Yeah. I'm serious. And any woman or man, I don't know, that goes saying, I know some straight dudes fell in love with Prince a little bit, just a tad. Yeah. But all the women is like, look what he's doing with that guitar. You already are just like, that's me. I'm the guitar. Look at what he's doing to me. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm probably one of them dudes like, I ain't getting shit. But I'm just hating, you know, because I know he's a shit. I'm just playing.
Exactly. And like you said, Apollonia, I was thinking it too. You know, she's not, nobody is like the best actress in the world, but in that scene is captured masterfully. You know, it's like exactly, girl, that look on your face is the look that all of us women had.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the other interesting part about this, in terms of the production of the movie, at the end of this, it flashes all those images that we saw at the beginning of the performance.
Yes.
And, you know, you see Prince, I think if you look at it slowly, he's actually like puckering his lips or something. If you really look at it, he's doing something. But it's funny that you don't see that style done in the movie ever again after this. It's almost sort of weird that they... I didn't know, what was that supposed to mean, something, or was, you know what,
well,
I mean?
I feel like it's summing up what you just saw in this first 7 minutes. It almost is flashing back to the exact scenes of the different people in the club. I don't know. I feel like it was a really good move on the director's part, because I kind of got it. It was like summing up of all of the energy that he just established in his first few minutes. And that Prince is kind of focal point. It goes back to Prince over and over. It flashes the people. It flashes Apollonia Morris. But it goes back to Prince over and over. And he's kind of like licking his lips and all that. It's pretty much like you're about to get ready to just, you know, hey, you ready to go? It's kind of how I felt. It was just a summation of the energy that we just saw in the first few minutes, I think.
I can see that. Yeah, it's almost, yeah, it's like this was just the intro. Almost as like the credits would have just finished at, you know, it says directed by... And then the movie sort of starts. This is that kind of that whole first piece. And it, and I think it is the actual video to some degree, but it's almost like that is a, that's a, it's a music video too. Like that whole first part, just sort of like,
it's true.
Okay, now we start the movie, you know, so.
Right.
That, yeah, that first 8 minutes reign is a motherfucking, like, you know, it's a killer. Yeah, and that's pretty much that minute right there. So there we go. Ida had her way with Prince this minute. So.
Oh yes, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. I just I'm set. I'm good. I'm done. Okay, Prince, you are forever in my psyche now. Yay!
There you go. All righty. So we got to do our quote from the movie.
Oh shit! That's right. I guess it's my turn too. Yeah. Let's see. Won't you let us come with our own steps?
That's my best. We tried that, remember?
I want to see some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Yeah. My man Morris. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the Purple Rain Minute Podcast. Ida, I bet they can find you on Chicken Sex and Semantics, am I right?
.com. Yes, that's where you can find me. Stitcher, iTunes, all that. And of course, right here.
All right, and hey, I just want you to tune in every day, podcastjuice.net. My name is Michael Dean, joined with Ida. We will see you next time.
Peace.